KBMW. That's Boys Back Home. Dylan Marlowe, Dylan Scott. Talk Around Thursday here, October 30th going on. Halloween just knocking at the door here. And I got a special Halloween show lined up for you tomorrow, putting in all kinds of crazy sound effects as we speak. And that's kind of what leads us into our Wahpeton history, or our history lesson here with our favorite historian, Janet Gageland. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I love your topic for the day today. I'll let you introduce it.
Well, today is National Candy Corn Day.
It is.
And so I brought with me a little candy corn for your break room.
All right. Well, that won't make it out of the studio. Yeah. And classic candy corn from Brock's, okay? So
yes.
This is the good stuff.
This is the company that sells the most.
Okay.
And when it first came on the market around like the early 1900s, it was year round.
Yeah.
You know, and they didn't really push it as, okay, this is a good candy to, you know, have in the candy, you know, for the trick-or-treaters. So, it was just there. And
right. Because
of an agricultural background, you know, that's why they chose that shape, you know, the pyramid shape.
The corn shape, yeah.
Yeah. And it was not ever called candy corn. It was originally called chicken feed. Now, we can identify with chicken feed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when they sold it in boxes.
Boxes of chicken feed.
Yeah. And so they'd have like a chicken or a rooster or something on the box. And
I love this. Something worth crowing for.
Yeah.
Your chicken feed.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, people could identify with that because it was an agricultural background, you know.
Unbelievable. And this was 1925.
Yeah.
Going back to that.
Yep.
When the candy corn actually came in a box as chicken feed.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
They call it chicken feed.
Really nice graphic, too, folks. You get online, you can find this, too. It's
yeah,
kind of neat
sure.
with the rooster.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. So it didn't come around, you know, to being a candy that you would give away to the kids with their trick-or-treat bags, but till around maybe 1950. So I found an ad in 1951.
From Gleason's.
And that was the first ad that I could find that had anything to do with, we're going to give this away for trick-or-treat kids. So Gleason's was a, you know, like a five-dime type store.
Mm-hmm.
So
the candy feature for Halloween candies was jelly beans, candy corn, peanut butter kisses, and orange black slices. I remember those, too.
Orange black slices?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to look that up. I had no idea.
Yep.
That's an orange slice that's dipped in chocolate.
Right.
Yeah.
And
not all the way, maybe like halfway or something.
And jelly beans. I mean, who does not like jelly beans?
Well, interestingly, the corn, I'm going to say corn candy because I always called it corn candy, but the candy corn company was purchased by Jelly Bean.
Oh, okay.
So Jelly Bean made candy corn for a long time. And then Brock's came in and started making it. So, yeah. And now you can buy it in all different flavors. You know, it isn't just that original orange, yellow, white.
Mm-hmm.
That's you can find it in brown with a little chocolate, and they make a blackberry one for Thanksgiving.
They're becoming diverse.
They are. They're making a cobbler. They make a carameled apple. They make s'mores. I mean, and then some of them are like a peppermint pumpkin, pumpkin spice, red velvet cake.
Mm.
And like, wow. I don't know.
Good stuff. So what was your favorite, like, Halloween candy growing up? What did you like to see?
Yeah, I maybe a Snickers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peanut butter cup, Reese's for me.
That could be.
Well,
yeah.
It's a number one. Again, everybody's just clamoring for those.
Yeah.
And has been for like a lot of years.
Right.
Okay.
So when you eat a piece of the candy corn, when we were kids, we used to bite off the bottom part of it.
Okay.
Which would be like what, the yellow?
The yellow part.
Yes.
Yeah. It's yellow, orange, and then white at the top.
Yeah. And so they did a survey about how people eat the candy corn. And about 58% eat the whole thing.
Okay.
Maybe like 28% maybe eat the bottom part first, and then a very small amount of people eat the tip of the corn.
There's a science to eating candy corn.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you mention it to someone, they might say, well, yeah, I eat candy corn. I eat the whole thing at one time.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but then I mix mine with peanuts. So you get sweet and you get salty. the same time.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. To me, candy corn is just a little too sweet.
Yeah.
It's got, you know, sugar and...
Well, so are you, Jack. So, you know, it fits right in.
It's got sugar and corn syrup and honey and... Oh, it's just a yeah.
Well, I'm going to tear into this, and I'm not going to read the ingredients.
Okay.
So I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a you like it or you don't like it kind of, you know, candy, and so yeah.
Did you ever get circus peanuts in your Halloween bag?
No, I think we maybe got those at Easter.
Okay. But, yeah, I can't bring myself to liking those either. I mean,
well,
talk about sweet.
Yeah.
It reminded me of it when you said
that. Well, yeah, with a lot of marshmallow in it. You know. I found it, like, I always wondered, how did they get those three flavors or those three layers into one of those pieces of little candy?
Yeah.
You know? So when they first started this, they mixed it all up, and it became what they called a slur.
A slur?
A slur.
Okay.
And then they would hire people in their factories to become what they called runners. So they would have a pail of, like, 45 pounds of this slur, and then they had little... corn starch things that, you know, that look like the pieces of corn.
Yeah.
And they would start at the bottom and they would walk backwards and pour the first layer. And they would finish that, and you know, there were people like going along and they
kidding.
Right. And then they'd go to the front, and then by that time they would get the second layer. So then they would pour the second layer, and then they'd go back and get the third layer. And I thought, oh, how labor-intensive.
No kidding.
Know? And even now, they still make it the same way, you know, piece by piece or part of it.
But nobody walking backwards.
No, the machine walks.
The machine walks it backwards.
Yeah. Which is a good thing.
Very good thing.
Yeah. So anyway, this is National Candy Corn Day.
Candy Corn Day.
Yeah.
How about Peeps? Okay, I've had this ongoing war with Peeps. Now they make pumpkin Peeps.
Oh, yeah.
They make Peeps for every holiday now.
They do. Mm-hmm. I think you have to have a special interest for that, too.
Ooh.
But it's partly marshmallow, almost all marshmallow. And,
yeah, except for the crust.
Yeah.
And whatever that taste is. I just can't get used to it.
What they did with the candy corn and what they do with this is they have a, you know, like a glaze that they pour over the top of it to make it look shiny and, you know. But, yeah, I'm not a Peeps person either.
No, I just cannot bring myself to like them.
Yeah. But now the jelly beans I could go with.
I could go with jelly beans, too. And, I'm going to tear into this candy corn the minute you leave. And this is Brock's again.
Brock's,
so
yes.
You shelled out for this. Thank you very much.
It was great. A last bag.
That was a very nice Halloween gift to to bring in here.
Right.
Jana, what do we got coming up next week?
I've got a couple ideas. I think they've got a few new things at the museum.
Okay.
So I would probably introduce that and let people know that they're going to be open yet the month of November.
Perfect.
So, they've got a new donation that I think people might find quite interesting.
Okay.
So I'm going to stop in there a day and get a few other items that they have ready for me.
Looking forward to that.
You never know. Might be potpourri.
And, folks, I love your potpourri. Those are some of our best segments.
Yeah.
Folks, if you're missing any of these segments with Janet, it's available. You go back, listen to them all on our podcast over on our website.
Yeah.
Which this one will be on early this afternoon. So.
Well, good.
Janet, thanks for stopping in.
Yep.
Thank you again for the corn candy.
You're welcome.
You got me saying it now.
I know, yeah.
And we will talk next week, all
okay.
right?
Sounds good.
Talking history with Janet Gageland here every Thursday at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.